Long ago, many years before the beast of unrestrained capitalism roamed the land, the great king remembered his sacred oath and sent his son to proclaim and enact the kingdom, to embark on a great mission of reconciliation and restoration. The long night was over, and the tender compassion of the king was made manifest. The image of the eternal and fleshed Jesus, to him be all praise and glory. In him, the broken became beautiful, the rebellious glorious, the cursed blessed. As homesick exiles east of Eden found their rest in him. For in him, the blind see, the lame walk, the demons tremble as the rule and reign of the great king is embodied and enacted. Yet empires of evil, powers and the principalities, deceived by lies and the lust for power, crucified the eternal Son, and he lay silent in the grave. Will injustice triumph? Will death have the last word? Hours went by. All seemed silent. Will the great king remember his sacred promise? Days went by. All seemed silent. Will the great king move with compassion? And love spoke into the darkness, and there was light, and life came into being. And love spoke into the darkness, and there was light, and life came into being. And the great king raised his son to life. To him be all praise and glory. And so, many years later, in a time, in an age where we live and move and have our being, as covenant partners of the great king, we have pledged our allegiance to his son. And we, living in the Anthropocene, must improvise on the basis of our ancient story. These are indeed strange and difficult days. But love wins. Hope wins. To him be all praise and glory.